Peace and love, family. What's going on? So I know it's been a while since I checked in. And I've just been getting some things together. But after being on social media mainly and just reading all the different topics of what's going on with our people, I thought that maybe carbon culture should make a return. So I'm back, y'all, and I'm going to be, you know, just briefly touching on many, many, many things and just giving you my perspective and my experience on these things. So who's ready for another episode of Carbon Culture? So as I was saying, I'm going to touch on a couple of topics. Like everybody know that my whole goal for this podcast is really to bring healing, understanding, and rebuild the relationships, the bonds, the ties between the AKA black woman and black man. Because through them, you know, the nation is strong. The nation is united. We're healthy. We're at peace. But right now we're at war. We're in dysfunction. And, you know, we're trying to figure things out because we are now seeing that the world doesn't love us the way that we thought the world did. The world loves our culture. The world loves to imitate us, but the world don't love us. And that's a direct effect of how we feel about ourselves. Like, we don't love us. We are so busy trying to gain acceptance from other groups of people who don't look like us that we have not figured out how to love ourselves yet. We really, really need to focus on self-love. We really need to focus on loving each other and treating each other with kindness and respect. Until we can do that, we are always going to be at odds. We are always going to be in a state of dysfunction. We are always going to be not being loved or respected by the outside world. Our main focus and interest should be us and our children and the future generations of our people, and having schools and businesses and communities and traditions and culture to pass down. That is our legacy. That is who we are as a people. Like, we cannot integrate into other groups of people until we establish something that is sacred for us. And until we start realizing that, once again, we are going to stay in a state of confusion and dysfunction and war amongst each other, and no other group of people will ever respect that. It doesn't matter what you identify as. It doesn't matter what your beliefs are. At the end of the day, you need to also believe in your people. And that's somewhere along the line we lost that. And I feel like that was ushered in with TV, because TV is just programming. That's why you watch programs on the television. They programming you. And I see a lot of, like, even now when I rarely, really watch TV because I know what it is. But when I watch TV, I see the propaganda. I see what they want you to believe, what they want you to do, and how they are controlling the sheep. I see how they're controlling it. And then you go on social media and you see the same rhetoric, the same propaganda, the same agenda being pushed indirectly by people who claim to be educated, smart, woke, aware, or whatever. But your study, your research, if you don't have a good sense of discernment, if you can't discern the truth from a lie, then you should not really, and if you're learning, you shouldn't really be given passing off things as truth. Like, our people are trying to fix themselves. And because you are in a state of confusion and you're trying to find yourself when you are saying things like it is absolute truth, not understanding that you're also being a pawn for the other side to keep our people lost, you're playing that role. You're doing more damage. Dude, it'd be really doing something to me on the inside. But I be on social media and I see all these people who have like hella followers and people be eating up bullshit. And I be like, whoa. And I do work in real life. Like, I work with the youth. I'm got some things that I'm building up and that, you know, is going to go global. But I don't know. Like, my position on social media is what the elders and the ancestors want my position to be. But I just be really looking at things like, whoa, how do you have all these people believe in this shit? But yeah, that's neither here nor there. So y'all know I got some other shit coming for y'all. Proud of my language, y'all. I just begin so upset thinking about these people. But y'all know I got some more topics coming up for y'all real, real soon. And I'm going to touch on this trending topic of, I ain't going to talk about the Russell and Sierra thing. Y'all know what it is. That's a given. Whatever their situation is, she came up. She upgraded. She did well for herself. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I salute. Okay, see, I'm talking about it anyway, even though I said I wasn't. I salute Russell for being man enough to come in and love somebody who has been hurt repeatedly by the wrong man and love somebody enough and to heal them and to love her and mold her into the woman that she is now. So salute to him for that and accepting her baby and giving her another beautiful baby. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, what's understood should not have to be explained. I don't even understand why this is a trending topic. Like, with all the negative backlash behind it. Like, these are the things that if you're supposed to be woke and supposed to want the black family to be rebuilt and healed, these are the stories that we are supposed to be hearing about, and we're supposed to be congratulating these things, not talking shit about it, not putting him down, not saying all this goofy brainwashed propaganda bullshit, because that's exactly what it is. It's bullshit. So that's what's it, y'all. Let me let y'all go. I will be back with y'all for sure with another episode tomorrow. Y'all, social media been going crazy about black women in their hair. And as somebody who been natural for a few years now, oh, y'all know I gotta speak on it. So let me, I'm gonna come back with y'all tomorrow on this. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Let me know what you want to hear from me, what you want my perspective on, what you want my thoughts on, what you want me to touch on, whatever. However it makes sense to you, bring it to me and I'll explain it to you. Peace.